Good morning. We're learning Kayadam Klal Tes. We're looking at Simon Tes. Haner Kol Alaylo. And Tzarech Levorach Kol Zman Shel Yishin. So the opinion of the Gra is that a person, if a person stayed up the whole night, even though it comes the next morning, it's a new morning, you do not need a new bracha, Berachas HaTorah, because as long as you have not went to sleep, the bracha that you said before is in all of the learning you're going to do from the time you make that bracha until you can't, until you go to sleep at nighttime. You didn't sleep that nighttime, so there's no need for a new bracha the next morning. Some say no, that you do need to make a bracha if you're up the whole night, even though you did not go to sleep, since it's a new day. The bracha that you said before on the previous day, your intent was to cover the learning of that day and the following night, but not to cover the learning of the following day after that. So that needs a new bracha. So it's a machlokes. So we would say some bracha is lahakil. If you're not sure, you don't make a bracha, because we take the issur of some a bracha levatala very strongly. So we don't want to make the bracha. Maybe it's a bracha levatala. But if you could have somebody else say the bracha, who that person is definitely chayiv in the bracha, have kavana to be moitzi you, and you will listen with kavana to be yotze, you'll answer amen, so you should definitely do so. So that's what he's saying. If you have that opportunity available, you should definitely take advantage of that opportunity. So let's say for Shavuos morning, many people stay up the whole night. So if a person went to sleep and he comes to shul, he'll be moitzi the other people in Birchas HaTorah. Let's say, however, that nobody shows up who had slept, but the whole shul set up a learning and nobody knew who joins them the next morning, so they could go ahead with davening without saying Birchas HaTorah. Preferably, the Mishnah Berurah says they should have in mind when they get to Avar Rabbah to be Moitzi learning, again, just in case, because we're not sure if you're Chayav or not, so let's have in mind that thinking, if I was not, I need to say Berachas HaTorah, and I have not said Berachas HaTorah yet, so Asher, the bracha of Avar Rabbah can be moitzi my chiyuv of Berachas HaTorah, and again, under those circumstances, it would only be valid if a person would learn immediately after. Now, over here, the pashas after davening would mean after Berachas Kriya Shema, Shmon Esrei, Chazaras HaShatz, and our scenario of Shuvah would be Hallel, and then before Kriyas HaTorah, the person would open up a chumash and learn a few words. That would be a way to fulfill that obligation of learning immediately after saying Avar Rabbah. Okay, Simen Yud. So Birchas HaTorah, we know there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. That means to actually verbalize the words of Torah. There's a mitzvah to think about Torah. We need to clarify the bracha of Birchas HaTorah that we have to say, is that only on Torah which is actually verbalized, or even a Torah which a person is thinking? So this is a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, and the Chayyadim will follow the Shulchan Aruch in this case, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Chayyadim is following him, says that a person is allowed to think and learning before he makes Birchas HaTorah. The Hira Lav Kedibra Dami, just thinking is not called saying. If a person asks me a halacha question, just giving the answer of yes or no, or do this, don't do that, is not called limud haTorah. It's told me it's a practical statement. I am thinking in my mind, why am I saying this? And I'm clarifying my mind, yes or no, or maybe, and all the details, I'm doing that all in my mind, but I'm not expressing those words of Torah, I'm just thinking them. So all I'm expressing is the final decision, the yes or the no. That's the habi kihirer. So the final decision is not limud haTorah in itself. It's just the thinking which process which brings to it. And that's hearer. It's only thinking. So the Gra disagrees, and he seems to feel that a person will make a bracha on thinking Torah, and therefore, obviously, in the case of a person's paskening a shiloh, a person just thinking, you have a person just thinking through something, before he thinks the words of Torah, a person should say Birchas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah has a stronger lashon. He says that the Gra holds you definitely have to make a bracha even on hearer. So now you have a machloek, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, you do not need to make a bracha. According to the Gra, you must make a bracha. So then the appropriate thing to do with that situation is to make a bracha and verbalize some words, like we said, the psukim of Yerechacha, etc. So we've had the bracha take effect, and then you continue thinking. Or not to think until you said Birchas HaTorah. That would seem to be the question. I want to point out one thing. There's a third possible scenario is there's a person who's thinking Torah, the person who's verbalizing Torah, the person who's listening to words of Torah. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Mem Zayin, which is the Halachos of Birchas HaTorah, says that even if hearer is permitted, I'm allowed to think in words of Torah before saying Birchas HaTorah. I cannot listen to words of Torah before saying Birchas HaTorah, because we have a concept called Shemei Ka'ona. By hearing this as if you're saying it, and just like I need to make a bracha on the words that I say, I need to make a bracha on the words that I'm going to hear. Have a good morning.